Good morning and welcome to our program. The women's epic win last weekend sparked a debate about gender discrimination and equal pay in sports. We want to show our support of the team by dedicating the beginning of our program to other times in history when women fought for equality in different sports.
Let's start in the year 1967 with Catherine Switzer, who finished the Boston Marathon despite an attempt to kick her out. At the time, experts claimed for years that distance running was damaging to women's health and femininity. So in 1967, Catherine Switzer entered that year as K.V. Switzer to hide her gender. 2 miles in, an official tried to remove her from the course, but she finished anyway, becoming the first woman to complete the race as an official entrant.
And remember, it was only in 1984 that women's marathoning was included in the Olympics. For me, though, the most impressive battle for equality in sports was the Battle of the Sexes in 1973.
Yes, absolutely. Billie Jean King, the trailblazing tennis star, taking on Bobby Riggs' challenge in the Astrodome in Houston in front of such a large audience.
And what a night! Billie Jean King beat Bobby Riggs, a self-described chauvinist pig, in that remarkable match, proving that women can play tennis and deserve the same kind of respect as their male counterparts. And everyone could watch it. About 30,400 spectators were lucky enough to be in the live audience at the Astrodome, but everybody else could follow it on their TVs because it was broadcast.
Did you know that she even received the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2009 for her work championing the rights of women and gay people?
Of course I did. She's considered to be one of the most important athletes of the 20th century and is one of my all-time favorites. Unfortunately, equal pay in tennis still remains a contested issue. Do you remember Venus Williams and her statement after her 2006 Wimbledon win?
No, I don't think I do.
Venus Williams wrote an essay called "Wimbledon Has Sent Me a Message. I'm Only a Second-Class Champion." And in it, she wrote, and I quote, "Have you ever been let down by someone that you had long admired, respected, and looked up to? Little in life is more disappointing, particularly when that person does something that goes against the very heart of what you believe is right and fair." The policies were finally changed in 2007, and she was awarded $1.4 million for her fourth Wimbledon victory, the same amount as the men's champion, Roger Federer.
How wonderful that she won again and then got a fair award. In women's hockey, it took 12 years longer. The Pro League has only offered male and female athletes the same prize money since 2019.
Oh, in surfing, it also took until September 2019 until the World Surf League announced it would offer equal prize money to men and women, and for women to be even able to take part in all the competitions.
That's not that long ago, if you think about it. Unfortunately, there's still some way to go, and some fights to be undertaken, before there are fair and equal pay for all professional athletes, regardless of their gender. Did you see the ad campaign a few years back that Skylar Diggins-Smith appeared in to raise awareness about pay inequity in the world of professional basketball?
Was that the one that contrasted the paths of two young players, a boy and a girl?
Yes. Each listed their basketball dreams and accomplishments, but only one received a multi-million dollar rookie contract. And guess what? It wasn't the girl who had more accomplishments than the boy, but it reflects reality. If we compare the wages of two NBA players in their first year, the female athlete earns about $53,000, while the male player makes about $6.8 million in his first year.
That must be tough. But let's not end on a sad note. According to a BBC sports survey from 2021, only 3 out of 37 sports that offered prize money did not offer equal prize money at any of its major championships or events. So, there's reason to hope that there will also soon be progress in those 3 sports.
Do you know which ones those are?
The biggest gaps in prize money for male and female athletes are in football, golf, and basketball, though I believe that it is the largest in football. In the Women's World Cup, the prize fund was more than 9 times less than the one in the Men's World Cup. And the disparity is even larger in the Champions League, since the UEFA has decreased the prize money earned by the women's winners to €150,000 in 2020 and 2021, while the men's prize fund has remained level at €19 million.
Incredible. Well, let's hope that these sports catch up with the times and adjust their prize money,